Before we get to the episode, I've got something free for you. I'd love to give you a pack of Canva Instagram story templates and Pinterest templates that go with your unique brand's vibes. Whether you're more bright and colorful or more sophisticated and polished, I've got you covered. Take my website personality quiz at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz and you'll be matched with a few gorgeous DIYable website templates that would be perfect for your ideal client's vibes. You'll also get 10% off your template purchase from my shop, a free month subscription to Show It, a full brand personality profile to tell you what design your client is looking for, and of course, those awesome Canva templates. You can get it all now for free at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz. Now, here's the episode. Even on mainly solo podcasts like mine, guest interviews are so important, not only for your show growth, but also just for giving your audience someone else's perspective and giving you a break from being the brains behind all the content in your business. Guest interviews are also a fun and exciting way to meet other people, to network and make strong connections, and potentially make like lifelong friendships through people you meet through podcast interviews. And of course, they can also help your audience grow exponentially on your podcast. But a common podcast problem is that you do the guest interview, you as the host are stoked, you love it, and you hope the guests will share when it airs, but then you look at their social media, their email marketing, wherever, and you see, womp womp, not only did they not post about the episode themselves, but then maybe they're not even sharing what you've posted, like they're not reposting it about the episode. And so you wonder, like, did they dislike the interview? Did they just get too busy? Did I not help them enough? You know, what's going on here? And besides just any disappointment you might feel, the bigger thing that's worth noting here is that guest interviews are a way to grow your show, because when your guest shares, you're getting your podcast and your business overall in front of that guest audience as well as your own already existing audience, which is amazing. And so when they don't share, the disappointment is natural. And in some ways, it makes the episode literally less effective for you from a marketing perspective. So anyway, in today's podcast, I'm going to share 3 hacks for how to get your podcast guests to actually share about the episode when they air, so that you are not the only one promoting things, so that they are promoting it alongside you, and you can make these guest episodes work harder and work better, work stronger for your business, so that you see more results on your podcast. So let's get to it. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, an online educator for entrepreneurs, website designer, wife, boy mom, and your host for the Breakthrough Brand podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want to dive deep into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a sustainable business that fits your unique lifestyle while standing out in a crowd, then you are in the right place. I created a multiple six-figure-a-year business in my early 20s, and now in my 30s, I'm still running that successful multiple six-figure-a-year business on just part-time hours now as a working mom. I'm here to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning, because I believe that the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like friends chatting business over coffee, and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, website design, personal branding, mindset, time management as a busy parent, scalable and passive income, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. All right, so before I get to these 3 hacks that I'm so excited to share with you, I want to say this is stuff I actually teach in my course, Podcast Success Blueprint, which you've heard me talk about on the podcast a few times now. And I'm so thrilled to say, oh my gosh, it is opening next week. It is done being created and will be open to the public for you to join starting on Monday, January 29th. So mark your calendar. And I've actually already had around 65 people in the program who are taking the course and getting results. Those podcasters or new podcasters joined in the beta round before it was done being created. and have been, again, like taking it as I've been making the course and getting tons of results, launching podcasts, all the things. And now it's open for just 1 week again, and then it's going to be closed again. So again, starting on January 29th, and these students are loving it. I really loved reading their wins and reviews for it. And of those 65 students, a lot have launched podcasts in the few months using the course to support them or done big overhaul changes in like their organization or their marketing strategy and things like that if they had existing shows. So I want to read you one testimonial from a student. Her name's Gabriella. She said, "Thank you for really peeling back the layers on how you successfully podcast and delivering such value. I've been in the course creation world for some time and I've seen hundreds of courses and most are fluff. Not yours. I give it 5 stars and recommend it to anyone wanting to start or improve their podcast. Podcast Success Blueprint is one of the most well thought out and meaty courses I've taken and it propels immediate action." So really love that. If you're looking for a well thought out, meaty course that's detailed, advanced, but also very beginner friendly, this is going to be the course for you. It's seriously, I poured my heart and soul and all the things I know about podcasting into this. And yeah, so again, January 29th, you can go get on the wait list at elizabethmccravey.com/PSB. And then when the course is open, that's where all the info will be. So if you're listening to this in the future, it might be open. Just go look at that page. But yeah, what we are talking about today specifically, there's actually a whole module on this in the course, literally a module with 12 lessons on just all things guest interviews, because this is such a like meaty part of podcasting. It's more work than people think. Doing guest interviews well, both from like an interview perspective, a research perspective, an organizational perspective, and a sharing and marketing perspective. There's a lot involved. And so I really try in this course to help you make the guest process organized, help it be efficient for you, and then help you be able to create solid interviews that get promoted. So the course, that particular module covers things like interview skills, podcast batching strategies, guest communication prior to the interview, guest research, things like that. And then there is a lesson on ways to get your guests to share and like how to overall promote episodes well, which is where I'm pulling these tips from. So there you go. You're getting some content kind of straight from the course. So let's get into these 3 hacks and they kind of build upon each other. So like the first one is like a must do, and then it kind of builds from there. So these are ways to get your guests to actually share about your episode. So first one, make quality graphics or videos and or videos that work with their branding. So that works with your guest branding. So first strategy, do you have to give them something to share? And this seems obvious. And so if it seems obvious to you, don't turn me off yet. If you're like, of course, Elizabeth, I'm already making graphics, but they still don't share. You know, this seems obvious, but too often some podcasters are not providing any assets, or maybe you're providing assets in a poor way to where the guest does not have time to think about it and share and stuff, which we're going to get to. But too often we aren't providing assets, and instead we're just expecting the guest to willingly share when we say to them like, hey, your episode's airing tomorrow, or your episode aired this morning, like go share, without giving them anything to share. So if you want your guests to actually share consistently, like every single guest, then you need to make it as easy as possible, which does mean providing things to share. So even more specifically, something I like to do that I find really helps is that I mold my graphics for the episode. So like, you know, we do videos and we do graphics, which I'll talk about videos here in a minute. But for the graphics, I mold them to fit the client's brand colors a little, especially, I say client, I meant to say the podcast guest, but like, especially if it's super different from my own brand colors. So this is helpful because it makes them more likely to share. And it also typically makes the graphics just look better overall, because like, let's say they give you a photo of them where they're wearing like brown and blue, but then your graphics, like your template you're working with for your podcast graphics, are always hot pink and yellow fonts. That's just going to be a mess. Like this brown and blue outfit with the hot pink and yellow, it's not going to look good. So we shift the colors to match their branding. And then these graphics I'm putting on Instagram, I'm putting on Pinterest. The guest is also sharing. They might go on the email for the episode, I mean, so many different places. So I think that's really helpful. So if you found that maybe like you consistently have guests who like, maybe they are sharing about it, but they don't want to post your graphics, maybe consider that's because your graphics need to be overhauled to maybe even just be designed better, but also maybe be able to work better with the photos and the brand of the people coming on your podcast. So I also think that we're in a time in the world where video content is so key for podcast interviews, which I know makes podcasting more work because it's like, okay, are we doing audio content or video content? It's really a mix of both, especially with interviews. But giving your guest a quality short video where they are presented as an expert being interviewed by you is amazing. And this will likely make your guest want to share. It really is just like such a like amazing piece of content. Like I love it when I am on someone else's podcast and I have this really cool, strong video that's like showing me teaching on something that I care about and like talking about. And again, it's setting me up as an expert, makes me very likely to want to share that. And other people feel the same as well. And you can actually do this easier than you think. So I've had my podcast, gosh, like almost 5 years now, nearing on 5 years. But back when I was like earlier in my podcast and I started trying to do video, I actually used to do this for IGTVs back when that was a thing. That's not even a thing anymore on Instagram. But back when it was, and it took so long because we were using professional video editing software, two different ones actually. We were having to use Premiere and something else, I'm forgetting what it's called, but anyway, and we were like, you know, finding the clip, we were adding text to it that we were literally typing on the video, no transcription, just typing what was being said. And I was having to pay super close attention during interviews to what timestamp things were being said at. So I'm like, oh yeah, this person said something at, you know, 8 minutes and 42 seconds. I'm going to like mark that and we're going to make that into a clip. And I was paying a video editor to do it, like a good amount of money for what it was now that we could all just do so easily on our own. So anyway, now it's easier. So don't do it that way I just explained. Do it the easier way. And the way I personally do this with my own podcast that I just want to tell you guys about is with Riverside. So I record interviews on the software, podcasting software called Riverside. And like while I'm recording, anytime my guest or myself, whoever says something, I'm like, oh, that's good. I do what's called a clip marker in Riverside. And often by the end of the interview, I'll have like 10 to 15 clip markers. And then I will note in my own just like sheet of paper while I'm interviewing of like, okay, the clip marker at 26 seconds or 26 minutes, whatever. Like that was one that's like really good. We got to make that into something. But then my podcast editor will go in and pick some clips. There's also a thing called Magic Clips now in Riverside where it's picking it for you with AI. But you can go into Riverside then and you can put text on the video. You can rearrange it. You can cut it. You can fix the transcription captioning to be more accurate if there's a misspelling. So anyway, it's really, really cool. And if you want to check out Riverside, you can go to elizabethmccravey.com/Riverside. Use the code Elizabeth to get a discount on your Riverside subscription. But I found that to be like huge for making videos a thing. And I typically try to make like 2 to 3 videos per interview so that my guests have opportunities of like, you know, maybe I thought they really would like this one clip, but they actually are like, oh, I don't really like what I said there, you know, whatever it is. So giving them a few options is really helpful. So that is the first one though, is just that you've got to make some quality graphics and videos that work with their branding, that someone would want to share, that look good. And that is going to help you with getting your podcast guests to actually share. And just as a reminder, like, why do we want our guests to share? Because when they share, let's say to their Instagram stories, when they collaborate with you on a reel, when they post about it themselves, their whole email list, you are getting your podcast in front of their audience and getting new listeners who are coming to your show to hear that guest, but then might stick around and keep listening to all your episodes and become a listener, ultimately buy from you. I mean, it's a whole cycle. It's a whole cycle that is so worth pursuing. Okay, so the second way though to get your podcast guests to actually share those graphics and the video, all the assets you're making with your guest in advance of the episode airing. Another one that might seem obvious, but I go on shows all the time and this is not happening. So you've got to share them in advance. So your guest probably doesn't know when the episode's going to air. Maybe you told them on the interview date, like an estimated date, or maybe you told them like, hey, it's going to air on June 17th. Exactly. Maybe they mark it on their calendar. Most likely they are not though. And we often do interviews where we're interviewing with this person and we're being told, hey, it's going to air sometime in like the next 3 months or something like that. Like you don't really know necessarily when you're doing the interview of when it is going to air. So we need to tell our guests that this is coming. And too often podcast hosts just email the day it airs, or worse, like never at all. They just share it. And then like you find out through Instagram that the episode's live and they're just hoping for you to repost it, but they haven't provided any assets or graphics. Or if they are providing them, but it's the day of, that's often not enough lead time to really work it into your promotional strategy. If you are actually doing a promotional strategy with, you know, your Instagram, your TikTok, your email marketing, all of that kind of stuff. So what I teach in my course, Podcast Success Blueprint, and what I personally do is that about 1 week prior to the episode airing, we email the guest about it and they're getting the assets, they're getting info about, well, I mean, a whole lot of stuff. I literally give you a whole like template for it in the course. But anyway, you get the assets, you get some other stuff. And then the day of it airing, we have another email that can be scheduled in advance, which is really nice. You're not having to like manually do this. You can schedule it out months in advance in your email provider. But we email them again the day of it airing, like around 8 a.m. saying like, hey, the episode's live. Here's those graphics again. Please share. That's another like tip, like ask. We have to ask people to share. So like sometimes you might just be like thinking, oh, I hope my guest shares, but you never mention it. Ask them to share. So we are saying that in the email as well. And anyway, in Podcast Success Blueprint, though, I give you examples of doing this, the steps in the process, so you know exactly what to say so there's no confusion. And for myself and my team and other Podcast Success Blueprint students using my processes, this is just simply a part of your podcast process that you or a team member will do. It's actually a really great thing for someone on your team to do. Maybe they are your podcast manager or assistant. Maybe they manage your inbox and that's who this role goes to. But like, it's something that like, if it's just part of your process, it's not going to be skipped and it will help the episode get promoted really well and easily. So yeah, just share the graphics. It can be over email in advance of the episode airing and let people know that's coming. And maybe, you know, maybe you hear me say a week out and you're like, I don't have the graphics ready a week out. That's fine. Even just emailing them the week out and saying like, hey, we don't have graphics yet. We're going to send them to you closer to time, but like mark your calendar because the episode airs on February 15th. And I really want you, like, I want us both to share about it with our audiences, you know? So that's a great way to get your guests to share. Okay. Third way that really ties this all together. And I think this is like literally one of my favorite podcast hacks, but on the day that it airs, so let's say your podcast episode's airing today with the guest, you want to DM the guest with the graphics and videos on Instagram, or maybe it's another social media platform, but wherever you're hoping the guest will share. So you don't have to email all of them, but you're emailing your guests some of the graphics and videos. And yes, you're also going to post them yourself and tag the guest, always tag them in everything so they can choose what to reshare and what they don't want to from what you've posted. If you're using Instagram stories to do this, you could actually tag them and then drag it off the screen and it still works. So if you're thinking like, I don't want their handle big on every single graphic, you can make it really small and then drag it off the screen and it still counts as a tag. And then they'll be able to like decide what they want to post. That's another thing I feel like people often miss. Sometimes I go on shows myself and the host of the podcast has posted a bunch of like great videos of them talking about the episode, but then they don't tag me in any of them. And I'm like, oh wait, I would totally repost that video of you just faced a camera talking about the episode, but like you didn't tag me in it. So just tag them in everything. But then, and again, you're going to email them like we just said, but then you're also going to, ideally, this is my tip for you, DM them on Instagram or wherever, but we're going to talk about Instagram here, with some of the graphics and maybe some of the videos. For me, it's usually I'm going to pick like maybe 3 graphics and 2 videos or something like that. And just note that like you want to make sharing easy for them. Be like, hey, I'm so excited our episode aired today. I wanted to go ahead and send you these so that you can easily just like save them to your phone and post them on Instagram if you want. Love to see you share about it. I'll often even tell the guests, like, I'm going to post a reel about this, you know, at noon today, and I'm going to invite you to collaborate on it. Like something like that is just a good like touch point about like, hey, let's talk about promoting this episode. Here's the plan. And then it's a lot like less work for them. So maybe you've emailed them twice, like I said in tip number 2, about the episode airing, but maybe they're not the one that's mainly in their inbox. Maybe it's their assistant, but they actually are in their Instagram DMs, right? But then even still with the email stuff, the person who's your guest has to potentially, first of all, communicate with whoever's managing their inbox to even see this email. But then second of all, they have to open up the Google Drive or Dropbox folder where you put all these graphics. They have to download them to their computer. Then they have to AirDrop it to their phone and then remember to go post it, opening it on Instagram. So that's why I like doing this because that is a lot of work. And so you're making the barrier to sharing basically none by being like, hey, like all you have to do is click that little download button next to this little group of 5 graphics on Instagram. And then you just have to go open a new story and post it. And then of course, like I said, you want to, in addition to asking them to share and DMing them, tagging them in everything you do. And Right now, with the way Reels work, with the collaboration aspect, I always love to invite my guests to collaborate on the Reels. And that's where we really bring this back to the first tip of doing things a bit in their branding. So like when I'm inviting a guest to collaborate on the Reel, I will try to make sure that like the Reel cover is something that I think they would like showing up in their like whole Reels view thing. So the collaboration means that this Reel that you've created is going to go on their profile permanently. So they need to like the way it looks. So you can think about that as it's the design of the video and the design of the cover. Maybe you're doing a carousel, whatever it is, but like doing something that will also work with their brand and that they would want on their feed long term. So that's it. Three hacks to get your podcast guests to actually share. And you can tell I actually shared more than three and all that because, again, there's a whole lesson in the course on this that like details a whole lot of stuff, but I kind of cover some of it. So let's go through those three again, though. First one's to make the quality graphic and videos, make them work with their branding so that your guests will want to share. Number two was to share the graphics and videos with your guests in advance of the episode airing. I said about a week out can be really good. And then you're also going to want to email them probably the day of. And the third one was to DM the guests the day of with the graphics and videos just over an Instagram DM. And also to that bonus tip of like inviting your guests to collaborate on Reels. And then with that, making sure the design of everything is fitting the aesthetic that your guests would also like on their profile. So that's it. I seriously love podcast interviews. You know, if you're a long-time listener to this podcast, you know, what episode are we on right now? Like 251. I don't do tons and tons of interviews, but when I do them really intentionally with a lot of strategy, a lot of solid research and batching and strategy about who the guest is and what questions and how the interview styles and how we're going to promote it. And I really do teach all that in detail in the course. So if you are someone who already has a podcast and you're like, hey, I feel like my podcast is going good, like I'm enjoying this, but the guest interviews are getting to me. Like the systems are hard. It's taking too much time. I don't know how to do research. I need help with this. Maybe you're feeling like your biggest thing is that you're doing it all yourself and it takes so much time and you'd love to have like team member help with it. I teach that in the course as well of how to bring other people in to help you with parts of the podcast process. But yeah, if you are someone who does guest interviews and really wants to leverage them more, then you're going to love the guest interview module in the course. And there's also a whole module on solo episodes because that's another thing. Clearly, here I am solo episoding as usual, something I know a lot about and do a lot of in my own business. So anyway, those are the tips. I'd love to see you inside Podcast Success Blueprint next week when it opens up. Again, that's on January 29th. And if you're listening to this way into the future, hello, hello from the past. And I hope you'll go to elizabethmccravey.com/PSB. I'll link to that in the show notes too. And you can check it out. The course might be open depending on when it is that you're listening to this. So that is it, friends. And I'll be back next week with another episode. Actually, the next episode airing on a Monday, not a Tuesday, with more podcast tips for you if you already have a podcast or are wanting to start one that you are not going to want to miss. So that is it. Thanks for being here. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. I hope you got so much value from this episode. If you're a fellow podcaster or you hope to start a podcast in the near future, then you need to check out my program, Podcast Success Blueprint. This course is truly podcasting from A to Z. I cover all the getting started steps like naming your show, creating intros and outros, cover art design, and all things podcast tech. And that's where most podcast courses stop. But Podcast Success Blueprint is literally just getting started at that point. You'll go on to learn things like how to create successful solo episodes and interview episodes, how to market your podcast and grow your listeners, how to create streamlined systems so that your podcast does not take over your life, how to make real money from your show. Yes, real money from your podcast, one of my absolute favorite modules. And we even dive into things like guesting on other podcasts to grow your business and hiring a team to help you manage your show. Yes, it is beyond the basics, and I'm teaching you everything you need to know to grow a successful show that is the top of funnel marketing strategy for your business. Head to elizabethmccravey.com/PSB, short for Podcast Success Blueprint, to get all the details and join this incredible program. I hope I can help you in this program as you build your podcast and market your business. All right, that's it, friends. I cannot wait to connect with you again next week. Bye for now.